The Haynes-Heliski Map Committee hopes for a deadline extension, and the Skagway Senior Center project gets ready for its next step. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Forecasters warn of high winds on the way as a winter storm continues in the Northern Lynn Canal. Nasty weather and dangerous driving conditions prompted the Haynes School District and borough offices to shut down early today. The borough suspended non-essential services beginning in the afternoon. An assembly meeting scheduled for the evening was canceled. The weather forecast says precipitation in Haynes and Skagway will continue, although snow will change to rain near sea level. There is a high wind warning for Skagway from 9 p.m. tonight to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Southwest winds are expected to increase to 35 to 45 miles per hour, with gusts to 60 miles per hour. Forecasters warn that the winds will be strong enough to cause damage to structures and knock down trees and power lines. Haynes should also expect high winds, but there is no warning in effect. The Haynes-Heliski Map Committee's deadline to complete its task of reviewing proposed amendments is tomorrow, but their work is not done yet. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
On Monday, the committee reviewed seven more map amendment proposals, but they still have several changes left to discuss. Committee Chair Ron Jackson said he'll ask the assembly for an extension. He also said time constraints on making changes to the Heliski map should not be so rigid.
If new information comes in, I think we need to revise code to allow that kind of thing coming in. There's no sense telling the state they can't give us input on the stuff they managed for 3 years because we decided. I think it's a flaw in the way the code's written right now. 3 years lock out everybody out.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game submitted comments about the map proposals, and biologists have taken part in each meeting. But mountain goat and bear denning studies are still in progress. Those are expected to be completed next year. Borough planner Holly Smith is also requesting more time to work with Heliski companies to fix mapping errors.
Even with all our work in this committee, there's still going to be some errors, and it's unfortunate that that people have to wait for 3 years before those very simple, small changes can get corrected.
She's suggesting the map committee recommend the borough manager and assembly allow these corrections to be made up to a year after the final map is approved. At their last meeting before the official cutoff date, the committee voted on the remainder of the Alaska Heliskiing proposals. Committee member Scott Sundberg was absent for all but the last vote. The other members voted unanimously in favor of AH1. That amends the map to extend a previously approved area near the Sirku River and the Canadian border. Right now, they can't access the peaks, but this proposal would change that. Fish and Game has no concerns about bears in the area. There are some goat concerns based on a probability model and fall aerial surveys. The committee also voted unanimously in favor of AH2. That's a two-part proposal near Flower Mountain and Mount Henry Clay. Committee member Sean Brownell, who submitted the changes, said one part would allow for safer skiing. The other would give them access to the end of the Constantine Metal Resources Road. Brownell said that would provide an escape route to get out of bad weather and would allow them to potentially keep fuel stored there.
That would make less flights back to our heli base, which would help reduce noise impacts to residents.
They all voted in favor of AH3B. A spot that Brownell says would also make skiing safer. He said that's the motivation behind most of the changes. That spot and another section called AH3A are near Porcupine Peak. AH3A was not as straightforward as its counterpart. Brownell said this is a run that could be skied when the weather is not ideal.
And it just gives us a gentle, mellow, safe slope to ski that we can, that's very close to our base. And we fly up and down this canyon all the time.
But according to Fish and Game, much of the proposed area and some of the already approved area nearby is used by collared goats during the winter. They say it's important habitat for both goats and denning brown bears. Most of the committee took that to mean heliskiing should not take place there. They voted 3-1 against the proposal. Brownell, who submitted it, voted for it.
If there's a gain in safety for my guests, I would probably vote yes for it because, for me, safety is important.
Although the committee has allowed Brownell to continue voting on his own proposals, it's the borough attorney's opinion that both he and Sundberg should recuse themselves from voting on their own proposals. Jackson says that wasn't the conclusion he and borough manager Bill Seward came to when they read the attorney's opinion. The group also voted in favor of AH4, a spot that Brownell said is a prized run. It's known as Stormtroopers on Four Winds, and it would be used as a film run. Brownell said they would only ski it 5 to 7 days a year. But there are some mountain goat concerns near this run, and Brownell offered to reduce the size of the area to accommodate that. The committee voted to recommend the amended proposal as long as Brownell works with Fish and Game to ensure there is a big enough buffer between the run and goat locations. A 1,500-meter buffer is recommended. The final vote was on AH6, an area on Mount Jonathan Ward. That proposal includes Chilkat Indian Village provisional land. Brownell said adding this spot would allow them to watch skiers on the opposite side of the valley.
That's kind of how we ski. We try to pick places where we can work a valley and be on either side of the valley and watch each other. That's like one of our protocols, wherever that's possible.
Committee member Meredith Pocart and Jackson opposed recommending the area. The other members voted for it with a March 31st cutoff date to reduce concerns of disturbing denning brown bears. There are still a handful of Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures proposals that need review. Hoping they'll receive a deadline extension, the committee scheduled the next meeting for Friday, December 2nd at noon. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
A new senior center and housing facility is the latest Skagway project ready to move forward in the planning phase. In October, voters narrowly approved a $6 million bond to support the senior center. Now the borough is set to send out a request for design proposals. The borough assembly will review a draft RFP at its meeting this week. It asks for designs of a senior center with 7 apartments. It also says if there is no additional expense, the proposer should include a cost estimate for a senior center without apartments. There is $375,000 already budgeted for engineering work on the project. At a recent meeting, Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. said the borough should be conservative with spending on the project.
We can't forget that the vote for bonding the senior center passed by 5 votes.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's not very much.
No.
And so there's a large contingent of the community that isn't interested in paying for this building with their property tax.
The assembly will also consider whether to commission an updated cruise ship passenger tax study. The last study, completed in 2008, offers rationales for the way Skagway uses the funds. The money is restricted to projects or services that benefit cruise visitors. There was a scare earlier this year when the state legislature considered a measure that would withhold the head tax funding from port communities. It would have meant a $4 million loss for Skagway. Borough officials say updating the CPV study would put Skagway's access to funding on firmer ground. It would cost up to $7,500. The assembly will hear an update from Mayor Mark Schaefer on a recent meeting with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. The meeting focused on addressing contamination in the Ore Basin. There is also a discussion item on the agenda about municipal land sales. New assembly member Orion Hansen brought up that topic earlier this month.
I've been really thinking about this for a long time. Where can you open up property for people to buy that's buildable, that's, you know, you can actually build houses on, that's not going to be too radical a cost for the city or for the buyer?
The meeting starts at 7 p.m. Thursday in assembly chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And thanks so much for everyone's support during today's one-day news drive.